Refined white sugar. Remember when it monopolized baking? No cookie, cake, or pie could exist without it. Well, not anymore. There are dozens and dozens of bakers who are the new wave of new baking. And one of them is Shauna Seaver, author of Real Sweet, for whom natural, less processed sugars like agave nectar, turbinado, honey, and maple syrup rule. Our contributor, David Leet, got the details.
Shauna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Describe for me the difference between natural sugars, unrefined sugars, refined sugars. Define them for me.
It is. It's a jungle out there. Really what I do is I talk about things in terms of unrefined, less refined, and then refined. I kind of use the example of white refined sugar to give sort of a baseline to help people understand the sugar refining process. And when you pull cane sugar out of that process at different points, you get different levels of color and flavor. You know, everything from evaporated cane juice, which is basically a non-chemically treated version of granulated white sugar. And then you get turbinado sugar, which still has a little bit of molasses. And we know that kind of is sugar in the raw, that brand right. name people are familiar with. That's turbinado sugar. It's coarse and sparkly and lovely. Or you could get something like dark muscovado sugar, which, you know, I refer to as the bad boy sugar of the book. It's so flavorful right. and has all of the molasses in it. So it really just depends on what point in the cane sugar refining process they pull that sugar out. But there's also sugars from other sources. You know, there's honey, there's maple syrup and maple sugar, which is divine. And then coconut sugar, of course, or also known as coconut palm sugar, which is becoming really right. trendy.
Describe some of your favorite natural sugars.
It's like choosing children. I will go with... Let's pick a few that I always have in my pantry. I always have dark muscovado sugar. For me, this is a gateway sugar to understanding how okay. wonderful natural sugars can be, because this can be a one-to-one swap for our conventional dark brown sugar that you find in the supermarket. But right. the difference is, you know, I think of this as dark brown sugar on steroids. This has the crave-worthy molasses, full flavor that we really want when we're using dark brown sugar. This is just the natural version of it. So I always have that because it's really easy to swap. I love using turbinado sugar instead of white granulated sugar in recipes. But like I say in the book, you have to know how to treat it. If you're making, for example, a cake that requires you to cream butter and sugar at the beginning of the recipe, you're going right. to need a few more minutes to let that turbinado kind of dissolve and aerate your butter. And you may end up with a really interesting texture at the end because it doesn't completely break down. But that's kind of the charm of baking with turbinado.
Will that give you a little bit of a crunch in the final?
It does, depending on how you do it. You can use it with candy making where it will melt completely. But if you're going to use it in something, a great example being the next level chocolate chip cookies in the book. This was the recipe that let me know that I had a book on my hands. Once I nailed the chocolate chip cookie recipe with dark muscovado sugar, turbinado sugar, and whole wheat pastry flour, and bittersweet chocolate, and a good hit of salt. This is chocolate chip cookies for grown-ups, although my kids house an entire batch of them, no problem. But really what we have is that the chocolate chip cookie of your dreams, that deep brown sugar, brown butter, and a little bit of crunch from that turbinado remains in the cookie at the end, which gives it a wonderful crunch, chewy combination.
So these natural sugars are adding layers of flavor and in some cases texture to the baked good.
That's exactly it. You know, I think sometimes when people try to swap in a natural sugar, you know, say if you're trying to use honey instead of white sugar, you know, you're not going to get those crisp edges. You're not going to get the thing that you sort of expect. But I think when you kind of are thinking about it in terms of swapping one sugar for another that's similar, you're going to get much more in the direction that you want. You'll be satisfied with the results from the get-go. The easiest thing to do is going to be if, say, for example, you're trying to convert a recipe, dry sugars for dry sugars and liquids for liquids. That's going to be kind of the most foolproof approach. But I would say, overall, if you want to use honey or maple syrup, go for baked goods that are going to have a soft, moist texture, because liquids are never going to give you crisp edges. That's just science. I'm not a scientist, right. But you will be much happier if you're making muffins, quick breads, soft baked cookies with liquid sweeteners like honey or maple. When you want those crisp edges, something like a turbinado or evaporated cane juice or even maple sugar is going to be great. There's a maple sugar butter cookie in the book, which actually is the sugar cookie I've had every Christmas for my entire life. It's normally a white sugar cookie. But when you swap in that maple sugar, you still get that crispness and the sandy texture of a butter cookie, but, you know, maple flavor through the roof.
And wonderful. So now we're talking about baked goods and crisp edges. What about some of the softer things? You have a chapter on spoonable desserts and frostings.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, how natural sugars work with those.
Well, what's wonderful about liquid sweeteners like, honey or maple, agave, brown rice syrup, these liquid sweeteners naturally lend a soft, spoonable texture to things, particularly ice creams. You know, when you put that liquid sweetener, it never freezes completely firm. So it will give you kind of a scoopable texture. And there are several ice creams in the book, vegan even ice creams, that use things like agave. And then there's a caramelized honey and sea salt gelato, which is most definitely not vegan, but it is the best ice cream in the world.
And then I'm also curious, when we're talking about all these different sugars, muscovado and plain old white sugar going all the way down to the syrups, there's a whole range of sweetness, I'm assuming, too.
That's absolutely correct. You know, the more molasses, if we're talking about, cane sugars, the more molasses that's in a sugar, the more bittersweet of a quality it's going to have. Then when you think about things like honey is actually, twice as sweet or sometimes three times as sweet, depending on the honey that you're getting, sweeter than white sugar. And so you can actually use less in a recipe, less sugar overall when you're using something that's sweeter, which is nice.
And wonderful. Shauna, it was great having you on the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, David.
Shauna Seaver is the author of Real Sweet. David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now, Shauna gave us a perfect recipe as the days warm up. Find her raspberry lemonade yogurt pops at splendidtable.org.